problem with the word changing. I love the concept of adapting, but unless there's something wrong with me, why would I change? Just like my attitude, my work ethics, and my general life trajectory and decisions, I am proud of all things my culture and my country have taught me. Even my ability to speak and think in more than 3 languages, English being one of those. I am proud of it, and I will never really put in efforts to change it. Even if it means ending most of my sentences with na and switching between Hindi, English, and Hinglish whenever I wish to. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. It's a different story for all the Desis who move abroad. But for me, when I left India, I wasn't running away from anything. Yes, I was full of dreams and hopes for a future that I had aspired to have, but at the same time, I knew that a piece of me is going to be left behind in my India and in my Mumbai. This is one of the biggest reasons why I have held on to all the things that I identify with as being Desi. Yes, I have grown, I have learned, and I have adapted to a lot of things around me in terms of my growth as a professional and just as an individual. But none of the changes brought in me during my assimilation process have changed me at the core of who I am. And I jump at every opportunity I get to reunite with my roots. I have a problem with the word changing. I love the concept of adapting, but unless there's something wrong with me, why would I change? Same is the story with my accent. I have been in North America for almost 8 years now, and when I moved there, I realized that I had no problems in communicating with people. I spoke English quite clearly and would always have meaningful and successful communications with people. Yes, the minute I would open my mouth and say a sentence, they would know that I am an Indian, they would know that I am not born in America, and they would call me a fob. But none of that was untrue, was it? I was all of that, and I wasn't ashamed of anything. I love my accent, and in my opinion, we have one of the cleanest accents there might be. We enunciate every word with the most clarity when we talk. Our words are spread out in a tone that is legible. And unlike other multilinguists, us Desis get around fairly easily in terms of being able to communicate in any other English-speaking country we go to. When it comes to functionality, our accent would really score very high. Another thing I love about our Desi English is what we have made of it. Based on what part of the country or the subcontinent we come from, we have all added our little tadka or our little regional flavor to the English we speak, and in some cases, embarrassingly so, it might even become a geographic marker of where in India one comes from. Out of all the different versions and cocktails of English that we have brewed, Hinglish is probably the most popular and also my personal favorite. Why, you ask? Well, it's because adding a few Hindi tones and pronouns to my English helps me add emotions to what I say. So listeners, you get my point, na? Might be the literal translation of a Hindi sentence, but without framing it the way I did, I wouldn't know how to communicate that emotion any better. I swear I love ending my sentences with na. Whether it's Hinglish or any other Indian regional version of English, there's almost always a lot of clarity in how we speak the language. Thanks to the missionaries who did the job of teaching our country this language, We pronounce and enounce everything almost the way the words are spelled and how they must have probably been designed to be pronounced. So, just to give you one example, water is supposed to be water and not water. So, I love the simplicity and the clarity in our accents. Our accent has also grown and adapted itself. From the days of when the Britishers brought it to India till now, our collective accents have evolved. While some of us went out of their way to take English literature courses and learn the language, some of us just watched reruns of Friends until we learned how to say, "How you doing?" with the swag Joey says it. After all, Friends is only the unofficial national English language show of India, isn't it? A lot of my fellow Desis work really hard to pick up the more elegant and exotic of the accents, and they pretty much go out of their ways to not talk like how most of us do in India. More power to them. And I appreciate them wanting to take their learning curve upwards. But for me, I'd rather work on my tone and mannerisms of communication. I'd rather learn to increase my vocabulary and understand the language for its depth than put all my energy in picking up accents, which are really just the surface of any given language. Because no matter how much we change the accents or the way we speak a language, there isn't much we can do to change who we are and what we represent in the things that we communicate. So, I'd rather focus on that. With accents come stereotypes and associations too. Say for instance, we hear someone speaking English with an Italian accent or someone speaking English with a French accent. That instantly piques people's interests in a more romanticized manner. Maybe it is the movies, but these languages have done some really solid PR for themselves when it comes to forming associations just from an accent to speak English. With us, on the other hand, the stereotypes associated are often downgraded slapstick humor or just a person shaking their head sideways. If there's the opposite of romanticized notions associated to an accent, that's the Indian accent. For me, these jokes stopped being funny long ago. I really do strongly feel that we do need to own up to the wealth of wisdom, culture, and beauty that our country represents. I really hope that we carry ourselves, our language, and our accents with confidence, and I'm sure that soon there won't be anything embarrassing about the Indian accent, and maybe soon our accents too will become a romantic notion for some other cultures. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.